The 51st Story, A True Nobleman. Boaz, after talking with Ruth, stood watching his workmen and cheering one and another by his kind word as he passed from place to place. As the call came for the noonday luncheon, he looked again toward the young girl and said, "Come hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." So she sat with the reapers, and they handed to her some of the parched corn, and she refreshed herself, as was their custom, by dipping her bread in the vinegar. When Ruth had finished and had gone back to her gleaning, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not forbid her, and pull out some for her from the bundles, and leave it, and let her glean, and rebuke her not." So it was that when evening came, after the long and busy day, and Ruth threshed the grain from her sheaves, she found she had a bushel of barley. Pleased with her day's work, she took it and went into the city, and when Naomi saw the barley, she was surprised indeed. "Where hast thou gleaned today?" she asked. "Someone must have been very good to thee." And Ruth replied, "The man's name, in whose field I work today, is Boaz, and he was very kind to me." And she told Naomi all that had happened. Then the mother exclaimed, "Blessed be he of Jehovah, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And she told Ruth that Boaz was their kinsman, a relative of Elimelech, her husband. Now there was a law in that country, strange to us, but to them very good, that if a man died without having any children, as had Ruth's husband, the nearest relative, if he could, should buy up his kinsman's property so as to keep it in the family, and he should marry the widow of his kinsman. If for any reason he could not do these two things, then the next nearest relative should do them. This way of doing was called the right of redemption, or the right of saving the property to the one family. Naomi began to think that if the rich and the good Boaz were reminded that he was a kinsman of Elimelech and of his duty to the family, it would be a very happy thing for Ruth. She told her daughter-in-law to stay in his fields till the end of the barley harvest and of the wheat harvest. So there, day after day, Ruth gleaned with his maidens. Boaz has been called the gentleman of the Bible, the gentle man, the man full of kindness. Noah was obedient. Abraham was faithful. Moses was unselfish. Joshua was brave. But Boaz was, above all else, kind in little things and thoughtful of other people. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, and in this way that Bethlehem farmer brought new life and cheer to those who were with him. After a while a harvest festival was held, and Boaz had a great feast on his threshing floor. The wheat was in the barns, the barley was winnowed, the work was done, and master and servants met for a great rejoicing. Naomi prepared Ruth in the most beautiful way she could for this happy evening and planned that at its close she should meet Boaz. So it came to pass, and as Ruth and Boaz talked together, the young girl spoke of his kinship to her husband. The very thing for which Naomi wished came about. To Boaz, this fair maiden had never seemed so lovely before. He would marry her if he could, but he knew there was a nearer kinsman than he. "He has the first right," he said to himself. "I must see him." And afterwards he told this to Ruth. He told her also to go back to her mother and her home for a little while. Before she left him, Boaz gave her a present for her mother. He took the cloak she was not using and filled it with 6 measures of barley. Ruth hastened home, and as her mother met her, she asked, "How didst thou fare, my daughter?" And the maiden told her how good Boaz had been to her. "Sit still, my daughter," said Naomi. "Be patient and wait. Boaz is so good, he will not let the matter rest till he can make thee his wife." Early the next morning, Boaz went up and sat by the city gate. It was the custom of men to meet each other there and talk over their matters of business. He thought he should see there the near kinsman of whom he had spoken. And presently the man came by. "Ho there," said Boaz, "stop a little and sit down here." Then he called, as was also the custom of those days, 10 men who were elders of the city, and asked them to sit down. They knew when Boaz did that there was some matter to be settled, so they sat themselves down. He then turned to his kinsman and said, "Thou dost, of course, remember our cousin Elimelech, who left here some years ago and who died in a strange land?" "Yes, I remember," said the man. "And didst thou know that his sons married in that land and afterwards died, leaving no children?" "I did hear something about it," answered the other. "Well," said Boaz, "Naomi, Elimelech's widow, has lately returned to Bethlehem, and one of her daughters-in-law has come with her. When Elimelech left here, he owned a fine piece of land not far away. Naomi wishes now to sell that property. Thou knowest, of course, that thou art the nearest kinsman, so I thought I would tell thee, and before the elders of our city ask thee to buy it. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, tell me that I may know, for there is no one to redeem it before thee, and I am after thee." And the man said, "I will redeem it." Then said Boaz, "On the day thou buyest the field from Naomi, thou must buy it also from Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Naomi's son who died, and thou must marry her." The kinsman answered, "That I cannot do. I give up the right of redemption. If thou wishest, take it thyself." Then what do you suppose the two men did? These people had a funny custom when one man agreed to give up redeeming anything and another agreed to take it, or when they made any exchange. The one passed over his shoe to the other. The near kinsman now took off his shoe and gave it to Boaz. This was the sign of the agreement. And Boaz held up the sandal and said to the elders, "Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Malan's from the hand of Naomi. I have bought also Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Malan, to be my wife. Of both these things ye are witnesses this day." And all the people that were in the gate, as well as the elders of the city, said, "We are witnesses." Then they congratulated Boaz and wished him many good things. They hoped that Ruth might be blessed and that their home and children might be happy and famous. The news that Boaz and Ruth were to be married spread quickly, and the women who were Naomi's friends went and told her how glad they were for the good that had come to her. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. By and by a baby came into that home, and Naomi became a grandmother to Ruth's little son. The poor old mother's heart was made glad again as she cared for the little fellow, and her friends rejoiced with her. They called him Obed, and when this boy grew up to be an old man, he was the grandfather of one who became the greatest king the Israelites ever had, for he was the grandfather of King David. The family of Elimelech and Boaz, though they lived in Bethlehem of Judah, really belonged to the tribe of Ephraim, and Ephraim, you know, was a son of Joseph. So as the fathers and mothers in the United States, who were sons and daughters of the Revolution, are proud to trace their connection back to the brave settlers, so this family of Boaz and those who followed him could look back and be proud of being descended from Joseph, their famous ancestor or forefather. And we can look back at those who came after Boaz, and we find he was a great-great-grandfather through many generations of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The place where Boaz and Ruth lived is one that travelers to the Far East still visit, for it is the place where the Christ child was born.